while trying to represent the poetry of the ever-living youth. One has to abstract completely from social problems as they are ridiculous compared to the eternal life. From questions of reducing life and the subliminal fear of death, as the instinct of self-preservation is incompatible with the eternal life. From the experience acquired and the experience to come, as the experience and the flowing of time are nonsense to the eternal life. And direct oneself to the single being of the ever-living, ever-blooming, unchangeable, incomparable, you.